Okay, go. Oh,
you know what time it is.
Winter House Gaming Podcast.
I wish I had an air horn.
You wish you had an air horn?
Yeah.
That would not
I don't have my button set up.
I know. You need it.
Yeah, I know.
Get that soundboard. Do you have any?
This is the Mighty Mend It edition and the Why Does My Cat Eat Plastic edition. And I'm David.
Next.
I'm Kelly. And we got Pete Gooden here. What's going on, man?
How are you doing?
He's our guest.
You're a new friend. I just met you half an hour ago.
Yes.
When I woke up and walked out of my bedroom. Uh-oh. Into our winter house office.
I just pulled a piece of...
It's super fancy.
Dave's wondering why he has white stuff all over him.
When I can
no,
say
dude, it's black. I don't understand what's
happening
here. Why
is it black? That sounds like you need to get that checked out.
A personal problem.
Yeah.
I love
it's
it.
It's got frostbite.
Yes, means good things.
On your crotch.
Frostbite
right?
from... I'm inside the house and I got frostbite on my crotch.
Penis bite.
And I've been inside all day.
Yeah.
Please explain to me in the manner of science how that works.
I don't know, man.
Why
I went to go, I went to, go to bed last night and it was frostbite. Freezing.
You want to know why? Okay, so here's the funny thing. We have had the heat pump on at 88 for like a month straight.
Yep.
And the heat itself we've had on, I think, 72 or 73 even, because the place is kind of hard to heat. So I told Carrie the other day, I'm like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to turn off the heat pump. Because it said it was going to be 50 to 60 degrees all week.
Wake up and it's like 12.
Not at nighttime. 12.
David.
I know. So I didn't tell her that nighttime is probably not a great idea to turn it off. During the day, you could turn it down to 70.
Right.
During the nighttime, no,
crank
we need it.
Crank that shit back up.
I woke up this morning freezing my ass off. I'm like, what is happening? She turned the heat down to 68 and she turned the heat pump off.
Yep.
That means in this building it was probably
like,
60.
Yeah, it was a problem.
I don't know, man. I have like 8 blankets, so it was like really cold
until I like had been in bed for like 5 minutes, and then I'm
right.
like, you know, whatever.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just gonna close my eyes and time travel to breakfast time.
Sleeping does feel like
it's
time travel.
Just a time travel to breakfast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's
yeah.
A blink.
You just go to sleep, and then all of a sudden you're like, what happened? And am I still on Earth?
Yeah. I'm trying to lucid dream right now, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can control them. Tell me
how this is going to work.
It's just like
drugs,
the fact that you're just like,
coma?
It's just that you're aware that you're dreaming like while you're doing it.
Oh, dude.
You just train yourself to like,
I totally
like you can't
do that.
Read numbers. Like it's just certain things that give away. That you're dreaming.
Right. So I totally do that because sometimes
wow,
I'm just
that's
like,
really exciting. Anyway,
I'm
this new game
is,
here.
This is common. What a dickhead.
Yeah.
But it can happen, you know. So, yeah, go ahead, Tony. You fuck.
I didn't really have any transitional material.
Hey.
The new Bandai Namco game.
Bandai?
The Dark Souls-esque game called Code Vein, the vampire one. As a surprise to absolutely nobody. Code Vein? Is going to have Dark Souls-like multiplayer. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Tell us something we don't know.
In other news, the sun's hot and the water is wet.
Yeah.
I thought water was dry, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, water isn't wet.
Have you ever had powdered water?
Powdered
no. You just add water?
Do you ever have a government water?
Comes in a box.
They're kind of like the veggie omelet MRE that you get in the...
Those are so gross.
Oh my God.
My God.
I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, we used to... my dad got like a massive box of all those.
I love some MREs. I love them.
Yeah, the spaghetti MRE.
Like the chili mac and cheese, man.
This
classic.
Guy has
it's awesome.
Pete's got a very specific one that he knows he likes because he remembers it.
The spaghetti one.
Dude, did you eat the spaghetti one?
No cheese in the wheat bread.
Yeah, I like the chili.
That
mac
actually
cheese.
Sounds amazing.
I love
yeah,
it.
So the chili mac was the second best. Yeah. Definitely, absolutely.
I'm not
hands
even
down.
Mad about what he just said.
Dude, you take the spaghetti and
you
the jalapeno
the
cheese.
Powdered spaghetti.
You ever have a fried ice cream?
How about a fried butter stick?
So wait, what was the weirdest thing that you would get out of one of those that you just nobody would eat?
The MREs?
Kelly, you remember when this used to be a game?
What is it? I don't know.
No, we're just
trying to think.
No, we're learning about Pete, man.
Yeah.
We just met him this morning.
Probably like the enchilada ones.
I've known Pete for years.
I don't know.
Was it about like tons of different things were in it, so it just made it taste gross.
Yeah, well, like, they try. I think, not the enchilada, the fajita ones. The fajita ones were gross, because they were slimy, and they tried to, like, yeah, it was, the taste was there, but, like, the texture was no longer.
Dude, I always thought the cooking bags was magic.
Yeah.
Kendall. I always thought it was like the coolest fucking thing on the planet.
Yeah. You could take those little things and put them in a bag.
You put them in the bag and it cooks it inside of a bag with no fire.
Yep.
Mind blown.
Yeah, when you're sitting back to back fucking on like a ruck march, dude, that's fucking, it's a good fun way to pass the time. Because you have to lean it up like against your leg. Because if it's like flat on the ground, like it won't do it.
Yeah,
we could swap some fucking stories, man.
Oh, yeah.
And
just me from my living room as a child.
What branch were you in?
That was Army.
Yeah, Army.
Yep.
Active. Yep.
Yep. I was in 82nd Airborne.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I was in the 403rd Airborne, Field Artillery.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Like, that's where I did my artillery basic. Over at Fort Sill.
Fort Sill?
Yeah. Fuck that place.
Dude, my dad was stationed in Oklahoma,
whole state
man.
Of Oklahoma, okay?
I agree with you.
You told me your story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even go back.
I can't even go back.
You are illegal.
The great thing is, you just leave it at that. Don't even tell the story.
No, I can't.
Leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah. I will not tell you or anybody else that's on that why I can't go back.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes it's better when there's no backstory.
You just leave it up to speculation.
Evan's dad kept telling him that someday he was going to tell him the story of what he called Blood Christmas. And I'm just like, with that name, I just have
you just
can't
have
help but wonder.
Yeah, what Blood Christmas?
Yeah, it's called Blood Christmas. And like it was something like some story that happened. I don't know what it is, but Evan's dad for his whole life said that one day I'll tell you the story of Blood Christmas.
It sounds like a Krampus, like movie.
Sounds like one of those 8 films to die for. But that was a movie called Black Christmas, and that was terrible. That was a bad movie.
Yeah, that
it was terrible.
Don't watch that.
Don't watch that.
Yeah.
We're not going to watch that.
Do the opposite of watch.
Do the opposite.
Burn it.
Okay. So I need to announce right now that I've been excited to announce this. And I know Tony doesn't give a shit, but Kelly and I do. And Pete might. They're doing a Spyro the Dragon. Was it remaster?
Yeah, remaster.
I know you told me that. I know.
Yeah. I am excited.
No, you told me that you didn't give a fuck.
I didn't give a fuck about the old Spyro games.
Okay.
But now it's a chance for me, a new fan to the a newcomer to the
kind
series,
of like him
to
for
experience
Shadows of
all,
the Colossus.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
the first time.
Right.
Like Crash Bandicoot. Like
I thought
for
it was
people
fucking
who have
fantastic.
Never played Crash Bandicoot.
I love Crash Bandicoot.
I'm more of a Spyro guy.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't
Spyro
get into it.
All the way.
I played the demo
Spyro.
When I was a kid.
What, Spyro?
All
Spyro
the way.
Demo.
Oh, I fucking love it. But I play a lot of platformers. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of platformers.
Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just come out and I'll see him like jumping from the table
to
the trying to collect a power up. Like,
I work
the
across
ceiling.
From BMHI for a reason. Let's just say that. I mean, it comes hand in hand.
It's a convenience.
He'll just
thing.
Be,
he just
be
needs
out
to go
here.
And I need to check myself in.
And David will be naked and he'll just look over at Tony and jump over to the couch
right.
from the table here.
Because that's exactly what happens.
He needs like 100 milligrams of Thorazine.
Thorazine?
Yeah. You know what Thorazine is?
I mean, I hope that it's the gateway back to home base.
He goes through the Thorazine, like, pylon.
Yeah.
Does it turn you into Thor?
Yeah.
It gets me bulk, just like Thor.
Yep.
That'd be awesome. What is Thorazine?
It's just a psychotropic medication. It basically
that sounds
just
amazing.
Turns you into a zombie.
Yep.
Like Ritalin does?
Yeah. No, like,
no.
Worse.
So you start wanting to eat people's
brains.
Oh,
literally,
stuff you
will just sit there and just...
You just drool on yourself?
It turns you catatonic.
So, like, when you see those movies of, like, the psychiatric wards, and they're, like,
and they're just
sticking them with something?
Yeah. They're just out there and fucking...
Haldol, which is... The generic
Thorazine. Generic of
that's cool.
Thorazine, yeah.
I think you're better off drinking bleach.
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy. Bring yourself back from work here for a moment. You know how to make meth yet?
I've never not known how to make meth. I live in Maine, where our major exports are
lobster. Dude, what do you think
meth.
He's doing when he's going to work? He's not actually like being a pharmacy tech. He's
just
making meth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've seen the movies. I got this.
Yeah. It's basically just Breaking Bad.
It's not that I just saw the movies. It's
pharmacy
I've seen my
edition.
Parents
I watched all
of
the seasons of Breaking Bad. I got this.
Jesse. Yeah.
My parents used to make it. I'm fine. I'm good with this. So... So, Pete, so
yes.
You're our guest. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Now that we've
10 minutes in.
Yeah, 10 minutes in. We are all about gaming. We love gaming, as you can see, all the shit we have here.
Got a lot of good gaming stuff around here. Yeah. I've been eyeballing it.
What do you play? Like, what do you do, man?
Yeah. I started off playing RPGs, like, you know, high school and young kid, when I was a younger kid. And I kind of evolved into, like, first-person shooters. I like the competition, like, playing online versus people and stuff like that. I still go back to RPGs here and there. Like, I'll replay, like, Final Fantasy VII or something, right. You know, some of the classic good ones.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tony. You got this.
Okay. I have watched people complete Final Fantasy VII in its entirety multiple times. Personally, Final Fantasy VII is my least favorite Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I love the story. I love the characters. It's just, like, for me, and I know that, like, they don't make the game, but just the fucking graphics, it's just... Ugh.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
A lot of it's a nostalgia thing, I guess.
You have to... Okay, so pretend everything after 7 doesn't exist, and... It was well for its time, though,
yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was well for its time, and then all of a sudden they're like, "We can do better." And then 8 was like totally fucking like 100 times better.
Yeah.
Like as far as graphic wise, and then all of a sudden you got 9, which is a little bit better than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that when you talk about 7, you should always think without the newest ones.
Yeah.
There.
For the time,
correct.
it was revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I mean, and like I said, I think it was great. I don't understand why people like are so quick to like just regale with this game. It's like the greatest RPG on the face of the earth, like, and it's just like they get permanent fucking hard-ons about the game as they're talking about it. And I'm like, dude,
I still
it's
have
a good
hard-on.
Game. Like,
yeah, yep,
okay,
me too.
I never went to the doctor after 4 hours.
I mean, if you remember your parents, man, if you remember your parents growing up, they were always about like the music.
I don't remember my parents at all. Thanks for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were killed in a robbery when I was a boy, leaving a
Batman?
Theater.
In the alley.
In the alley.
Behind the theater.
But no, I mean, like, you remember, like, in high school, that's some of your fondest memories, you know, like, the music that you listen to in high school will always be the music that you'll be like, oh, I love this, you know what I mean?
The music that I listened to in high school and the music I listen to today.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally played...
I'm stuck in the 90s.
I literally just played, like, Linkin Park's first album.
Yeah, Hybrid Theory, love it, dude.
Wish
I still
you
have
would
the
step
the
up
sweatshirt.
From that ledge, my friend.
Exactly, that's Linkin Park.
Yeah.
That's exactly them.
No, I was singing the song that I was.
And then, like,
I'm
listening to it, and then I'm like, oh my fucking God, Chester did.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I still can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Everyone's going to castrate me for this, but Reanimation was my favorite album.
Yeah.
I love Reanimation. Man. I didn't mind the other stuff, but Reanimation.
Dude, that was so good.
I don't know what it was about
it.
I was just
hoping you weren't going to say Jay-Z and Linkin Park was your favorite album.
No, Reanimation.
That shouldn't be anyone's favorite anything.
There was just something about Reanimation, probably because I like techno and house music too.
Yeah.
And it just kind of reminded me of, like, it was such an awesome fucking mixture. And then when Mike Shinoda,
yeah,
when he branched off and did this the Fort Minor thing,
yeah,
I fucking love Fort Minor.
You were gonna say
Fortnite.
Fortnite Minor.
I love the Fort Niners. Fortniners. I don't love the Fort Niners.
No, I don't. There seem to be more of them.
Yeah. Clint. So yeah, right.
Yeah, he has joined the dark side.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Is he
good
in here yet? He's not.
No,
okay. So let's go back to the Final Fantasy thing again, because I did have a thing that I didn't like about it. And I know it was just because of the time that he was using. You know how, like, their arms and stuff, everything was just squares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like
the polygon
they
texture.
I love it when they just...
Oh, they're like trying to work something, just stumps.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. So it was just
I love some of the animation, like the animation
the
in 8
arms.
Where they just go.
The selfie, she does that. Yeah.
That's so funny. The
dude,
square
she's actually
just freaked
like one
me
of
out.
The best characters in the
she
game.
Is. She is
like,
absolutely
her
with
break.
Her rapture and her limit breaks.
Yeah.
Her rapture
dude,
and
limit
break.
Breaks.
Yeah, limit breaks. Are, you know, you must have heard about that exploit like on the old PS1 when you get the limit break with selfie. And, like, you just like open the PlayStation Discover and like the game will keep going, but it won't progress past like you just keep like hitting triangle until you get to a limit break called the end. And then, like, you select it, and it basically just, like, no matter what you're fighting,
it just keep doing it.
It will just instantly kill them.
If you put the disc back in, it'll keep going.
No, if you just shut the, like, you cycle triangle until you get to it, then close the lid, and then press X.
That same trick worked on Final Fantasy VII for regen. You cast regen on all your characters, you open the disc, the battle stops, but your health keeps going up.
Yep.
That's so weird.
We knew all the tricks.
I never heard of.
I used to get all my info from a website called Cheat Code Central.
CheatCC.com.
Yeah, CheatCC.
Game Facts.
Cure for the
Common Game
code.
Facts. Remember the original Game Facts?
Yeah.
That way better, like all these cheats on it. You can go get everything.
Dude, the walkthroughs on Game Facts was
dumb.
Awesome.
Sounds great.
You know what's funny? I was actually reading a poll on that website. It's like, how do you pronounce it? Game Facts, Game FAQs, or Game FAQs? And I'm just like, I just call it Game FAQs.
Yeah.
Like, frequently
asked. I just like Game Facts.
Yeah. Game Facts. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think there's any wrong way to say
right?
it.
Yeah. It depends on what I can remember at the time.
I still go to. I mean, like, I mean, I'm kind of a fan. Like, now that I have, like, two screens, I take advantage of it. Like, so I basically play games like that require like a wiki to be up. Like Monster Hunter World, you really need a wiki.
It's good to have the wiki.
Dark Souls, unless you like, if you're playing it for the first time, you need a wiki.
Yeah,
dude, okay. I always wiki like it's 1999.
Dude, like, that's what I do with my phone. I have a wiki open for Minecraft Tekkit because there's like, I think vanilla Minecraft is like 3,000 blocks total.
Yeah.
And with the Tekkit mod, it adds 50,000.
Is it really only 3,000?
I think it's something like that. It's something small.
I think
it's
the newest one's
big.
Like 1.9 million
the
or something like that.
Wiki Wild West.
What? 2 million.
No, it's 2 million blocks.
In Minecraft? Vanilla? Yeah.
No. The newest ones.
The newest?
I think it's like 2 million blocks, isn't it?
I'm very confused.
I'm confused.
Are you talking about the length?
No, I'm talking about the amount of different types of blocks, like the dirt block, the obsidian, the bedrock. There's 3,000 different types.
Let's keep going. Yeah.
And in the tech.
I'm
going to
take a second. You're a Minecraft fan. I take it.
I like it. I've dabbled.
Do you watch like Twitch at all?
Not recently. Wow. I've been gaming. I've been gaming.
You're supposed to say Winter House is my favorite Twitch channel.
I'll go through spurts of where I don't want to game, and I'll just be watching just the streams, and I'll go through months.
I try to get people
streams
that are like elite, you know, Winter House gaming people.
Well,
but
the only reason I ask is that if you like Minecraft, one of a friend of mine that I met on Twitch, he's a streamer, Burlybeard Gaming. He primarily streams like Minecraft.
Yeah,
and he's a extremely personable
Burlybeard.
Very nice.
He was
guy.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I wish that he would come watch us, but he
watched me last night.
Oh, I thought he was only on Mixer.
No, Burlybeard. He's got his own Twitch channel. He streams Minecraft.
And I'm thinking of someone different then.
Yeah, you're thinking of the guy that hates Twitch.
Yeah,
maybe.
He was a nice guy. I liked him.
I can't remember.
He was
his
awesome,
name.
And now we just like completely lost.
We gotta go find him.
I miss him. Come over to Twitch, buddy. We didn't abandon you. We just
come back
had
to the dark
for,
side, evidently.
We had to for
I don't know.
Legal reasons.
Yeah.
Legal, for all
Twitch
legalities. Reasons.
It might not
purpose.
Even be that legal. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. We follow rules.
So many policies that are on Twitch nobody follows, and I'm pretty sure they don't care. I'm pretty sure they're like, I'm pretty sure they're just like, we have to say it, and then
yeah, it's
whatever.
Legal. Or
and then we're just
going
to look this
say
way, and anything that happened while we're looking this way didn't happen.
Right. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
So fuck that place at the moment. Just kidding. We love you. You're fine.
We love you.
I don't know.
As we stream on Twitch.
I'm so sorry. What do you want me to do?
Love us.
I was saying that nobody.
I just hit the wrong fucking.
Like, I
would
say that nobody watched it, but like, you know, that's not fair to the NSA guy that's watching this right
now.
Yeah,
I know.
We
he's
appreciate
getting,
you.
He's getting.
Everybody waving your cameras.
Shirt.
Hi NSA.
Hi.
Hey, you know how you know how NSA people date?
Huh.
They go like this. Get this camera guy watching that camera guy.
Oh, there's video chat.
Yeah.
What are those videos that you sent on
hey,
the
Bob,
on
they
the
just
group
showed
chat?
Me your camera. What was that?
What's that? What are those videos that you sent on the group chat last night from your phone? Teaching Eric how to get on the Instagram or something? Or
oh, yeah. I was teaching him how to do it. I was showing him how to do it.
Did it really require, like, video? Like, I just tell them.
No, I made that on my phone.
Oh.
Okay, so This will blow your mind.
Because
evidently you're not.
I didn't have time to watch it. I was working for a living.
So basically, there's a program on your phone. Like, if anybody was curious,
Grindr again?
If anybody was curious how to take video on your actual phone,
yeah.
Not like through your camera, but like of your actual screen,
yeah.
DU Recorder. It like when you click on it, it actually just makes this little tiny notification down at the bottom. You see that little recording thing down the bottom?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you tap it and you just hit record. But you can actually add the camera to see your face too while you're doing it. Yeah. And it shows your keystrokes.
So it's like game, like phone streaming.
Yeah, it's games, like, and you basically can actually stream from it. There's an option right next to it that says stream.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
I have not done it because I don't spend that much time mobile gaming. The fuck does that?
Yeah,
and
you don't want to play fucking Game of War or right. World of Tanks?
Right. All 850,000 games that like all these celebrities are endorsing, but nobody cares.
Yeah. Nobody even
there
plays
There are
them,
some people
dude.
That care because we talked about the amount of money that...
Microtransactions.
Yeah. Microtransactions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Candy Crush, unreal. I'd love to have just a day's
really
worth of that cash.
I remember any other part of the conversation
right?
other than something about Candy Crush.
Yeah. He's like, Candy Crush, level 406,
yeah.
Boss.
Oh,
boom. So anyway, yeah, you can just record, and that's what I was showing him, how to use Instagram. Because he's like, I never use Instagram. What kind of fucking millennial are you?
Yeah.
Wait, how old is he?
Eric?
Yeah.
30.
Oh, so he's a millennial.
Yeah.
So he...
Yeah, he's always kind of been a piece of shit.
But you guys consider 30-year-olds millennials?
No, they are.
Yeah.
No, up
yeah.
to 35.
We are
34.
Yeah. Everything after that is Gen X.
That's why, personally, okay, let's get back
See,
to this
I,
for a second.
I thought the 80s
I don't
children...
consider myself a millennial.
No.
Because millennials are a different type of breed. But when it comes to the time where
of,
you were born, then
yeah.
yes,
you're thinking
35, 34,
there's a new term for them.
I thought they didn't have
new millennial. It's kind of like Gen Z.
Generation
or something.
Z. That's what.
Is that
Gen
the new
Z eating
yeah.
Tide Pods? That's what
yeah.
that
but
is.
They were all
yeah.
born in the 2000s.
Oh, they're all born in 2000s.
Millennials
right.
are different. Millennials
See, was,
are between
like 79 and like 99
yeah.
or something.
So I thought
yeah.
it was called. I thought 80s and 2000s are Indigo children. Like that's what I've always considered myself.
I think it was just millennials. I think
yeah.
they like Indigo. I think that was just a different term that nobody. Really used.
Yeah, well, technically we're Generation Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
If you want to get really into it. But I don't. So, you know.
I don't
Video
consider...
game!
Yeah.
Video game!
Hey, so I got something here. Apparently there's a modder out there right now for Sims 4. Listen to this, Clint and Emily. That is getting paid to develop mods on Sims 4 for drugs. So that your Sims can do drugs.
Okay, nice. wait. There's a mod guy that gets paid, or girl, that gets paid to make the Sims people in the game do drugs.
Like, develop mods so they can do drugs.
I have one very important thing to say to this one particular individual. You're brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
absolutely brilliant. It's so simple.
Are you hiring?
It's yeah. Do you like... Yeah, do you need a model? I know my roommate, you know, dabbles in a little bit of stuff, but...
Questionable content.
I think
me,
in Maine it's okay to say now, isn't it?
I don't know. I do drugs.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, you're not dead yet. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm
well,
dead.
I know they legalized it
yet?
So
we're good.
You don't get in trouble at work if you smoke at home. Yeah. Like, they can't fail
that's,
you on a piss
I
test.
I told
that
you I would never die, but now
I'm gonna I'm going to tell you
inside.
That's untrue.
I thought that just passed.
It's under discretion of the actual company.
Oh, is it under discretion?
If your company does not allow something like that, or like, let's say, for instance, my company, drug tests. I work for the state, even
the state. Yeah.
So if the company drug tests you, if that's their policy, no drugs, just like guns. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The state allows you to carry around a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Your job does not allow you to carry around a gun in their building. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's the same situation.
Right.
If you're off work, you could probably get away with it, I think.
Well,
but
see,
if, like,
I think
you're on
the argument
work,
is
the
like,
job.
They your job, you're drinking alcohol right now.
Right.
Like, you know, they don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's legal. It's a legal
But you can't
substance.
Be drunk on premises.
Right. And that's what we're saying. Like, if you smoke at home, they can't legally piss test you and
but
fire
they can
you.
But drug test you, and they can still nail you for it and send you home without pay.
See, that's not right. It's just it's another substance just like alcohol.
It's
a legal substance.
I'm gonna like, yeah. I'll tell you right now.
That's
that
what
I'm,
people
I'm
are
not doing. I'm not a pot smoker or
yeah.
drugs or anything. Neither one of us are. So it's hard to chat with me about that because I have such strong feelings about it. Mm. I have a roommate that does, you know what I mean? You know, to each his own. Yeah. But I'll tell you straight up, it's with each job's discretion.
Yeah.
It might not be right. It's just the reality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially like with the fact that, I mean, like even like so alcohol, there's no big, you know, debate going on between state at the state and federal level over right. alcohol like there is with.
And let's
know,
be right. honest, really, alcohol has worse effects. So,
yeah.
It might not be. It impairs you, I think, further. There is that argument.
Absolutely. I mean, there are people that can smoke all day long and they're fine. Go out through their day and do whatever they want. There are other people that cannot do that.
That's true. Alcohol, no matter,
and then Tony will be having a panic attack in the corner.
That's why I don't.
Yeah. And alcohol has one single effect across the board.
You just get drunk.
People might say, oh, I can be drunk and still wander around. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you can't walk. I'm not saying you can't frolic down the road.
Right.
I'm just saying
you can't get in a car and drive down the road.
You can't do anything that involves critical thinking.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I come up and hit someone in the face with a baseball bat that's sober, you might flinch and you might put your hand up. If I come hit somebody that's drunk with a baseball bat, they're probably not going to flinch that quick.
No, that's a lot of the reasons why, like, people who are drunk driving don't die. Just because their body doesn't react in time to
so
flinch.
I think,
that's what actually hurts
tense
you.
Up, to tense, tense up.
When you tense up, that's what
so
hurts
So I think
your
a
body.
Lot of times with that whole, you know, pot thing that's happening in, you know, Maine
so basically
and other places,
what you're telling me is just, like, to avoid dying in a car accident, just
drive
get completely belligerently drunk and then drive wherever I'm going.
Yeah, oh yeah. Or just drive with your eyes closed. That way you won't know when you're gonna crash and you don't have the reaction to
trucks, maybe.
you're reminding me of the lamp advice lamp on Facebook.
The advice lamp?
Yeah. you're literally okay. So what he does is,
or like the guy, like the bad advice guy.
Yeah, the bad advice.
Yeah, and you can't fuck up your life if you never had it together in the first place.
Yeah.
You can't disappoint your parents if you never made them proud to begin with.
Yeah. They can't.
You can't tense up if you just drive drunk all the time. Boom. Yeah.
You didn't rob the bank if you go out back of the bank and cut your legs off. Oh my god, that's so funny. But yeah, it's and I'm not gonna lie, it's hard for me to have a conversation about. I mean, we can absolutely, but about that stuff because
maybe we want to.
It's not
a
something
bit
that you can relate to as
podcast.
Much.
Let's just say, I feel the same way about that as I do with Apple products, and that's just a hard situation.
I am right there with you. I do not like Apple.
Please,
sorry.
Someone get me away. Okay, man. Let's go back to the old millennial thing real fast. Is one quick little fact here that may or may not be fact because I found it on Wikipedia. I didn't. I'm joking.
On the interwebs.
1982 to, it says 20 years later, but they basically cut that off at 2004.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty logical amount of time. Yeah. And then after that, it was a whole nother, I don't know what, Gen X or something, or Gen Z?
I don't know. Yeah, Gen Z.
Okay, so yeah.
I keep seeing Gen Z online. I guess that's
Gen Z.
What, I guess that's what
the
we'll
popular
call it.
Vote is.
Yep. Yeah, the popular vote now in
who
is
chooses
Gen
those
Z.
Names?
The experts.
The
experts. The experts.
The leading experts in nameology.
So it reminds me of that's reminding me of a Family Guy episode when he's doing the bird. The bird is a word, and he goes, "Is the bird equal to or greater than the word?" And then he goes into like the lab.
Yeah.
So I just picture like Peter in the lab trying to figure out what the millennial thing's going to be.
You know who it is that come up with these generation names?
Not
the
you.
Generation elitists.
The generation.
Generation
elitists.
We got to stop those guys. It's getting out of control.
It's getting out of control. You are right. fucking things. So Atari, you know, we talked about the whole like
Bluetooth speaker hat. Yeah, I bought it.
Dude,
he's wearing it right now.
You fucking move,
you
out.
Move out.
Did you hear? Oh my god, I don't even want to talk about that fucking piece of shit hat. Way to go, Atari. No, they got into their own cryptocurrency. Does that seem weird?
Atari.
Really?
Anybody can start their own cryptocurrency.
Oh, they made their own currency?
Yeah.
It's an Atari bit.
I'm not going to lie. Because the intricacies of cryptocurrency regulation and deregulation are so ambiguous and obtuse, and like I
well, just look at that whole thing.
Don't
that
understand how cryptocurrency works.
Look at that whole fiasco that Bitcoin got into with the Silk Road. Like,
oh yeah, that's,
you need super awesome computer to get into cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
graphics cards. Yeah,
yeah, and that's why graphics cards are like $800 now,
right?
Like, yeah, because the cryptocurrency people.
Kodak actually built
data miners.
And you don't
miner.
And it's not just the graphics card and like the hardware that you have to worry about. It takes up huge, huge amounts of electricity.
I've heard so many
many stories about how like people's electric bills went $500-$600 a month. I mean, that's pretty much a constant algorithm
going off and off, you know, over and over again. That's why, you know, they're looking for, it's basically just like stocks, you know,
right,
like how, what's that big stock company? Wells Fargo, but
yeah. There's Dow, there's, NASDAQ.
It's the one dude that.
NASDAQ and Wall Street Journal.
Yep. I can't remember which one it was, but.
You yeah. start throwing out just random words like.
That one.
He basically bought an ass ton of servers, and these servers just go through and try to find the best economy stocks.
It's a metric fuck ton.
Metric fuck ton.
Yeah. Yeah, we made that into a...
this podcast has turned into a podcast of legalities and things concerning legalities, so let's continue with that.
Things and the legalities of things therein.
So...
that I would sign that contract.
Yeah. Sony... has released people's PS4 user data.
Did you
to
say
the...
Tony has released
Sony's?
Yes.
Sony's. Sony's has done
that. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sony released the PS4...
user data of one individual.
Suspected of
Kansas.
Being, yeah,
yes.
And ISIS.
And
okay,
actually,
let's summarize that real quick, because that was two people saying, like, random shit.
So, basically, one individual out of Kansas City... Banana.
Yep.
Was suspected of being in contact and relation with ISIS based on his PS4 user data. So they obtained that through a warrant, which
to try to prove that it was happening.
To try to prove
and
that it was happening.
To track him and track
and
them.
And he, when he left the country, deleted all of that data. So to try to stop them from ever tracing him, but they had it.
But
they
our data is never actually
gone.
Yeah. You can delete stuff, and it's not actually gone.
No.
They do have programs though that do that.
Go
on
ahead.
They caught this guy in Egypt. He was in Egypt at the time, and they actually apprehended him.
Was he like in the pyramid?
No.
He's trying to put the nose back on.
I literally just think.
He's trying to put the nose back on.
This brings...
isn't a sphincter.
Dear FBI, I wasn't actually making a bomb. I was just curious.
This brings in the debate. Should these companies be allowed to give out your personal data?
Okay. Well, it was just... I would reckon... Reckon? I don't know
what reckon.
How did this happen?
Okay.
That's akin to the Apple
fiasco
that happened where the CIA or the NSA was trying to get Apple to unlock
and they
that
said
individual
no.
cell phone and they said no.
Mm.
Okay, so.
See, I think if you have intent to harm others or yourself, it should be going just like a doctor, like the doctor's confidentiality thing. You know, they won't say anything unless you're a danger to others or yourself.
Right.
You know, if something like that.
You kind of lose that right.
First of all.
Exhibit behavior.
Hello, CP Sketch. How you doing?
Hey, you missed the whole Sims 4 thing that I talked about.
Yeah.
But you can find it if you go and rewatch this.
Sims 4 drugs. We can't
do that
right now.
Yeah.
No, you're going to want to wait. Okay, yeah. So basically the question is, should these massive companies be allowed to give the information? The underlying answer is yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because we all sign the clause, we all hit accept and yes and enter
and I mean,
our names and do all this
I
stuff.
I think once it goes through the proper... I agree with you. I think it once it goes through the proper channels, like, you know,
correct.
Like it needs to go through all the proper steps. I mean, once, you know, they get a court order, that should be the end of it, you know?
Right,
like they should be able to go get it until
once they
then,
get that
until
warrant,
a judge
you know?
signs off on it.
Right, and they are definitely not exempt from doing that. You're correct.
Right.
No, if there's a certain circumstance in which they need to access this person's file because they think they might be a really bad threat to someone or something bad might be going on, they should have...
I think you should also separate the threat between individuals and threat between complete national security.
Yes.
Okay, so there is a massive problem there. ISIS is over here recruiting children. I mean, there are stories about this all the time. These kids that want to go over and go for ISIS. There was this girl.
Teenagers.
Even younger. Even younger.
Wow.
Yeah. Being targeted through social media, being targeted through video games. And the way that they're communicating is with...
It's propaganda for recruitment.
Well, that's, yeah. That's what it is.
It's
what they're
new.
Doing.
They did it in Vietnam. They do it, like, you know, they do it all the time. The LRA or... Liberian army there with a remember Kony?
Yeah, when he was
the thing.
Like, so what they do, what they're doing to communicate a lot of times is they're, you know how you shoot in like on a building with like Call of Duty and stuff, and the bullets actually disappear. They're using that as a form of communication. It's unreal. I mean, it's smart. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So there was this girl that actually went over, and she actually called her parents and wanted to go home because it was too hard. I mean.
That's hilarious.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there was this girl. There was this young girl that found her way across the seas or somewhere. She was on her. Something happened. She was with ISIS.
Yeah.
She called her parents and wanted to come home because she was. It was too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah.
How did you get yourself in that situation in the first place?
First of all, this girl.
Oh yeah, I'm in France training with these guys with ISIS. Yeah. And I
met some really cool dudes, and they've got guns. They brought them to the gun show, and like
they have bombs. And I'm just like wondering why I'm here and what's really going on.
It's crazy that this is happening. So in a sense of national security, you should absolutely these big companies should give this information away.
Yeah, because it's a matter of safety.
If the company, the only thing I can think of, and I'm going to try not to say this because I hate Apple. I'm going to say that Apple maybe had something else to hide. I'm not saying because of the person that they were trying to get information from. I'm just saying how much information they receive and what they're not telling the average person.
Maybe those are.
It might have been a little bit, you know what I mean?
Skewed.
I don't know the answer to this. I'm not a scientist.
Maybe they were just trying to hide the fact that they purposefully slowed down old iPhones.
Yes.
No, they do that. They told
them. They came out with it. They came out with the battery.
There's a workaround.
That came 2 years after.
Yeah.
Like, after that,
you know, that fiasco.
And guess what? Barely anybody even fucking cares. They bitch about it, yet they continue to get Apple. No, stop. Just stop.
No,
I can't
do this.
I'm not going to pretend. Like, let's not pretend that Google doesn't do the same thing.
I know they do it.
Yeah.
We all kind of know they do it.
Right.
Ever since the Xbox One X has come out, my Xbox first gen has been acting like a POS.
Okay, so
it's getting laggier and laggier with every update.
We're kind of like reiterating old territory now, even though with a new guest. So does it therefore technically make it new?
No,
new
but
content?
we've never discussed it.
Mid-cycle upgrades are the fucking worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, PS4 Pro looks great. It's amazing. You know what? They should have just fucking released that in 2013.
Yeah.
Or waited.
It's because they have to compete with the other companies and they have to get it out faster and then it comes out with all these bugs. And then
I know it's old news, but we've never talked about it, so I think it's okay that we do that.
And we're doing it live now, too.
But a lot of things, what happens is, and we've seen this happen, and here's, I'll give you a prime example, and you'll be like, this is
Amazon Prime example.
Apps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freaking
you get apps. You get apps. You know that these big apps are probably paid to make the older phones not run as well or not run on that newer version of that app.
Right.
Or there's not enough room or the whole architecture environment doesn't work. That's a prime example.
It's going to fuck with the
UI.
You can't
run YouTube on this. You have to get the newer app. You have to get the newer phone. You have to. So, of course they do it.
They do the same thing with Roku.
It started with cars, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, for the longest time, when I got my Roku 1, I mean, granted, this was after the Roku 2 and 3 came out.
And Dylan wonders why his isn't running so well.
Roku 1 got it super cheap. Great deal. Got it at, you know, Target or whatever. And then tried to download the YouTube app. Oh, only available on the Roku 2 and 3. And I'm just like, really?
So you have to...
It's a trap.
I mean, like, it's a YouTube app. Like, you're telling me... You're telling me that the Roku 1 isn't powerful enough to run the YouTube app.
Right.
So you have that's to, what you're telling
you have
me right
to update
now.
And you have to accept the fact that they're going to use your information and give it away if they need to for whatever reason. because you are giving them that right.
Yeah.
Mm. They have the right to
just
do
like,
that.
Just like you know, like, you know, it sounds like crazy conspiracy theory that Snapchat is basically just like a facial software recognition like a database.
How is it
I
not,
don't know how
though?
True yeah, it was, but yeah. I was reading an article that the guy who created Snapchat is an old CIA. He used to work in the CIA. I don't know how true that is, but I was reading a whole article. Yeah. Like, someone put some time and love into that article because it sounded really good.
Yeah.
I was convinced.
I was convinced.
You're very convincing.
Did you originally find... Did you originally find that on...
Email chili. I don't was it, understand why.
I didn't want this. I wanted Hormel. Did you find that on Facebook, the article?
It could have been on one of those clickbait articles.
Grain of salt, bro.
Yep. They can't put anything on Facebook that isn't true.
Yeah, that's right.
Check your resources.
True. I heard it.
Check your resources.
I read it online.
Snopes.
Snopes.
Actually, even Snopes, you can't.
I heard it on the soup. Snopes. It's got to be right.
Snopes is two people.
Snopes. Yeah.
I heard it on Reddit.
Yeah. Reddit. Oh, my God.
On the Wikipedia.
The 9gag.
The Wiki. 4chan.
Oh, 9gag.
Oh, my God.
My roommate is like full throttle 9gag. I don't get it.
I don't even know if I know what 9gag is.
Just look it up right now on your computer.
It's like Five Guys. 9gag.
It's the next step up.
It's 9gag to one cup.
Yeah. 9 guys gagging you, and then you throw it up into one cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Five guys, one cup.
You just...
Basically, 9gag is just everybody throwing
guy,
up the same
bottle.
Exact thing as everyone else, hoping that theirs would get upvoted and not the other person.
So it's basically iFunny with news?
Yeah. Well, it's not news. It's just memes.
What about
it's all
three
memes
guys, one hammer?
Three guys? Oh, my God.
Just look that
you
up.
My
pants just got a little tighter.
Basically, like, you know, two girls, one cup.
Yeah.
This is taking a very...
three guys, one hammer, or one guy, three hammer. It's basically just a video of, like, three people beating, like, a homeless guy to death with hammers.
Oh,
that's so sad.
I know. Heard
that
about
is very
that,
sad.
Hammers are extremely inefficient. I know. You need like a mallet a sledgehammer or something.
I don't know. If you use the claws, man, those can be pretty efficient.
You fucking bastard. He's killing me. Okay, so I'm looking at a couple pictures here on 9gag, and this is like a whole step up from iFunny.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same thing, but this is crazy.
Yeah, it's the whole community in 9gag is literally those snarky kids that you want to hit on that you hear over
these are
the
all
game,
my favorite
like,
people
when you're
though.
Playing on Xbox and
stuff
like that.
This stuff is hilarious, but it's so bad. Like it's stuff that you want to like you want to laugh about it, but you don't want everybody to know you're laughing about it.
Yeah,
you know the bad side of town.
The bad side of town.
Mm.
What the fuck is happening?
Is there
here?
A bad side of Bangor?
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty much
Center Street, First Street,
all
the other
downtown.
Side of Essex Street,
almost all tree streets,
all it's the tree streets. Yes, absolutely.
It's pretty much all banned, except for the one part of like the Bangor Gardens.
Wait, which
that's just pretty much
the front part of the
everything.
Hudson's pretty good.
There. Everything else
there.
Is the bad part of Bangor.
Dude, I used to live over the gardens.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You lived in an
interesting part.
I don't get me wrong, like trying to get from Broadway to like Kanduskeg Ave through the Bangor Garden, it might actually be the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Is it?
It's like impossible to navigate. Like you know, because Broadway and Kanduskeg Ave run parallel to each other, and in between them is the garden, but trying to get from one to the other through the garden is, oh man.
Yeah. So we
I used
lived,
to have to drive through that every night, and I'd be like, I hope.
So we live at a, we lived at a little house right in the center of the gardens, and people hated us, man. We partied all the time.
Yeah, you were showing me
we
that
used
house.
To steal, we used to steal our neighbor's electricity, you know, because he had like this huge elaborate thing for like Christmas lights and
sex
stuff.
Puppets.
And then he had all these lines running under the ground, and all over the place. You had these plugs that were popped up everywhere. Like it was elaborate. It was crazy. But he had one that was right next to the fence, and we would plug into it to like. Heat the house and all this shit.
That's hilarious.
And yeah, so we had some massive parties there. It was the first time I ever saw a couple, couple girls like do something that they normally would never have done.
Yeah,
I can't say it out loud on Twitch, but
but I can. I
you can
say.
Use your imagination really well. It was great. It was my 21st birthday, and they asked me what I wanted.
Nice.
I was young, drunk.
Wanted to do the Eiffel Tower.
No, five. I didn't. We weren't. We were just watching.
Oh,
just two girls have, you know, have a fun time.
Having yeah.
Two girls in one cup,
getting to know each other.
They were cuddling.
Yeah,
a lot.
They were getting to know each other.
Yeah,
yeah, figuring it out.
Yep, red rocket lipstick. Yep. Stuff like that.
I hear you. I hear you. This is no longer a gaming podcast.
No.
Hey, so Mario,
it would
right?
not be the Winter House Gaming podcast if we didn't talk about some sort of
Pornhub. Yeah.
I was not going to say it, but then I'm like, fuck it. Whatever.
Hamburgers.
We call hamburger hamburgers for this, you know.
You know, we use code words.
Right, for the donuts.
For the
For
the donuts or the donut holes.
For the cheesecake factory.
Oh my fucking god.
You gonna take me to the candy shop later?
Ooh, I can tell you though, like, what? I'm excited. We're in May, we're going to going to Boston for a show, and like
what was the show where, you and I?
Oh no, Ariel and I.
Oh,
we're going to see Newfound Glory.
Nice.
And we're going to see them at House of Blues in Boston. But I don't know if I'm more excited to go to the show or if I'm more excited to just go to Boston so I can go to Cheesecake Factory. Like, holy shit, dude.
So, wait, I have a question. Weren't you and I going to go to a show down in Portland?
Yeah, we're going to go. I want to go see the Decemberists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if, like,
we have to find out when that is so I can put it in the calendar.
I thought it was May or June. I want to say June 10th. That might have been the Slayer show. I don't remember.
Yeah. We're not going to see that anymore.
Oh, God, no.
Why?
Because $200 a ticket for Slayer.
$200?
Yeah, dude.
They're not that great.
No, for Slayer, Lamb of God, Behemoth. Like, it's a lot
Anthrax.
Of
okay, so it's a bunch
awesome
of shows.
Awesome bands.
Yeah.
Okay. Huge
it's
bands.
It's definitely worth
their final tour.
It's worth the price.
Oh,
but
yeah. So
I don't have $200 that I want to spend on it, so I'm kind of just like,
so we're just
going to
go
whatever.
See Obituary.
Yeah.
That's what I thought I was doing when I went to see the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys? The Obituary?
It's just the last live, I don't know.
Yeah, even
there was only a couple of them.
Even
left,
him
though, one,
he's on. No, he's probably on Thor's.
They're just like in stretchers on the stage with life support connected to
dude,
their
I'll
arms.
Tell you what,
just a confused old man on stage.
Oh, what? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm falling and I can't get up.
It's really sad. Though.
Call life alert.
It is sad
because you know of his condition, but you know, comedic fodder.
Comedic fodder. Oh
hey,
my
there's,
god.
I was watching. What's that Seinfeld thing where? A comedian, a cup of coffee in a car, or something like that.
Oh, comedians and cars getting
comedians,
coffee.
Yes, comedians and cars getting coffee, and
that's hilarious. I love
dude,
that show.
I watched,
it's so funny.
Watched like six episodes in a row, dude. I binged it when I was going to bed the other night, and one of the comedians,
comedians,
Louis C.K.
What was he doing in the car?
You know what he was
doing.
Talking about bags of dicks.
Yeah, Charlie in one hand. And a box of fucking shrimp in the other.
That's not comedians in cars getting coffee. That's comedians in hotel rooms getting off.
Tell it like it is, man. Tell it like it is.
But he said, there's a funny side to anything. That's what one of the comedians said, you know, like it's true. And that's what comedy's all about, dude. You gotta like find the funny and everything and realize that it's just trying to make other people laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I guess some people, I can get it. They get mad because, you know, something's relatable and they get something to happen to
them.
That's
the thing. You never know. You can't. And that's where the mantra comes in. You can't win them all.
I was watching a video segment on Conan, the comedian Bill Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually saying that he was doing this routine about like the military. And like one heckler just got irate and like got him like, you don't talk about the fucking military like that and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just like, it was insane, like, and everybody thought it was funny. And he was like, I even tried it, like tried the routine at like a couple VFW halls to like test run, and it killed. Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
And like, except this one guy who, like, you know, like, you always have these people that are like, so like, again, you know,
gung ho.
Like, so many people that are just like, you can't joke about the military.
Oh
blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
oh
blah.
Yeah.
A national hero.
Well, people also look for fights.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that sucks.
And what I noticed is a lot of people that are like that, like, you can't talk about the military, is they've never been in the military.
I'm like, dude,
like,
trust me, it's pretty. It's more hilarious more often than not.
Yeah.
So.
I've never been in the military. So I don't know.
You know what? I had a fun time in the military. Shoot me now. But, like, I liked being out in the field. I liked getting dirty, doing the training and stuff like that. But the worst part, man, being in garrison, being in the barracks, you had nothing to do. And I have, like, ADHD. I'm always doing something. Always
I used to
going
go to
somewhere.
Catholic service just to get out of cleaning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same here. Absolutely. Every Sunday. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual.
I took a nap for like an hour.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Just those hard metal chairs, the most comfortable thing. And yep. They're like, oh, God.
I'd be like, oh. Like, I'd get up and I'd sing like the hymns. And like, I'd sit down. I'm like, okay.
Mm. All right. It's relaxing time. Right.
Oh, yeah. It's great because you like especially like being like in the modern day because like. Like, there's so many. I went to, like, a Wiccan service once, and I'm like, this is awesome. They're talking about crystals and vampires.
Really?
And I'm like, this is
in
awesome.
The military?
I'm so glad to be doing this instead of cleaning.
You could not, in the UCMJ, Universal Code of Military Justice, yep. It was, you could not be a pagan. You could not have, there's certain religions.
When were you in?
Shit, then I guess I couldn't be in the military.
2002, I got out of high school. So, yeah, it was about 2003 to 2005.
I was in 2010, yeah. So, yeah, like, later, I mean, like...
They revised it,
yeah,
definitely.
There was a profile for everyone. Like, some guy had a shaving profile, so he just had a big beard, and I'm like, God, I wish I had a shaving profile.
Right. A shaving profile? What the fuck?
Okay, so you go on profile, like, you don't have to do something. Like, you're on PT profile. You don't have to do PT because your leg is hurt.
Yeah.
He had sensitive face skin,
yeah,
so
yeah.
He's
like,
on...
Oh, when I shave, I get bumps in her ass, so they just give him a shaving profile, so he didn't have to shave ever.
Shit.
There was a profile hero in our basic training, and this guy literally was on profile. He'd go there every day, go to the sick call, and get profile for something. So, like, the drill sergeant got sick and tired of just having him sit there and do nothing, so he's like, you know what? Put on your blinkers. I want you to sit there and do that. You can do this for hours. That's not gonna hurt your legs, right? Oh my God, it pissed that kid off so hard. Like he stopped doing it, and he ended up falling out of class. And
I gotta tell you though, like
that's too bad. So he got ridiculed out before he even
basic.
Well, basically, yeah. What happened was he got there. It wasn't his idea what he thought it was gonna be, and he just shit showed it. He was like, I'm not gonna do the push ups. I'm not gonna do the work. I'm not gonna learn things.
Yeah.
And
I can
so
tell you though,
he gets recycled and recycled, and then you eventually get dropped.
Right. I can tell you though, basic no joke, man. When I was running like a 19-minute 2 mile, like which is like
that's
hilariously bad. Like
oh
20
yeah,
minute,
wait,
20
wait,
minute
said,
2 mile.
Yeah. Okay, my first 2 mile was 17.
Yeah, and then I went to like running like a 14-minute 2 mile,
mm-hmm.
like 7 minute. Like,
after basic,
know,
dude, I went from 17
jacked.
To 13.
You know, like funny thing is in the chow hall. Ate burgers, grilled cheese, french mm-hmm. fry. Like, I ate all the most unhealthy shit mm-hmm. in the chow hall. And they were like, you can eat that stuff, but you're going to be fat as hell. No, dude, I got jacked.
Nope.
I got jacked, and I looked awesome.
I joined the army
as long
at
you
100.
Hey, everybody, come see how good I look.
As long as you do the PT, man, it works.
Yeah, yeah, dude, do the PT.
It's
you
your
know,
workout.
If you're working out and you work out to the point of where your arms are tired, you're not going to build anything. You got to go to the point of where your arms fail, your body parts fail.
Yeah.
You start shaking when you're like, oh, God, that's when you're making
don't work to
gains.
The burn, work through the burn.
Yeah. That's right. That's when you're making gains. That's when you're going to get stronger. That's how you do it.
And then you eat it out.
And then you eat it out. Yes. Gains, bro.
Honestly,
gains.
Basic was probably the most fun 9 weeks of my entire life.
Basic was
I fire
so
fucking
much fun.
Rocket launcher,
I got to
like,
throw
it
a
was
grenade
awesome.
Twice.
I got to go
that's
fucking
cool.
camping for like a week.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
FTX
I got to
was
rappel
the shit.
Down fucking like
30 foot tower
foot walls. It was just it was the shit, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. He
got 80. How about it?
Well,
bring it on, man.
I think the tower was 80 where you rappel.
Yeah.
The towers that we jumped out of to practice for jumping out of the planes are 30 foot towers.
Probably.
We were had a static line. You jump out and. You have to do the form.
You got to fucking do the Nick at Night, dude, when you fucking, like, crawl under all the live fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
60
and the fucking
guns.
Mortar sound.
Oh,
you got to see
God.
The tracer around. It was, like, fucking...
It was
awesome, dude. It was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, they had to put up with some yelling, but, like, whatever.
Yeah, you
know?
Had to put up with some dude yelling at you and calling you a fluffer
it's,
and shit.
Yeah,
but,
it's all like...
A fluffer?
Nice. Yeah. I mean, like, to kind of, like,
what
wrap,
a funny word to use.
To kind of wrap this segment up and, you know, get back onto, like, gaming, like... If you have the correct mindset about it and like perspective, it's fine because like you have to realize like drill sergeants, like it's drill sergeant duty. Like, they don't want to fucking be there.
They don't want to be there as much as you.
They have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, a lot of them, they yell so much, they lose their voice.
Yeah.
And who wants to do that?
Literally, no, like, the day I graduated basic training, when talking about drill sergeant, they were the nicest people on the fucking planet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It was awesome. So, you know, that's pretty much military life.
It's like graduating, but like extreme graduating.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when I graduated airborne, I went back to my basic training drill sergeant, and he gave me the blood wings, you know, because I pissed him off a lot in basic, and he did not like hold back. He put those pins on my chest, and like, dude, it's stuck in my collarbone. I had to pluck it out of. No, he didn't just boom. He punched it into my collarbone, dude.
Hold this here.
didn't like you much, huh?
No, I mean, I was an asshole.
He actually just like Spartan kicked it into his chest.
This is blood wings.
You just go flying. It's like permanently in there.
But, dude, that shit hurt.
No, it was fun.
It was a good time, though. Good times.
Yeah. Oh, there's some of the shit that drill sergeants say that was hilarious. Like,
oh,
it was like,
God.
You can go back if you want to be a civilian with your Sean Johns and your JNCO jeans. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
Is that a tear in your eye? I don't care if a bee flies up your asshole and out your dick hole. You will not be crying in my army.
Yeah, I finished my final PT session with a double staph infection in my leg.
Oh, man, that's rugged. Great, yeah. That's rugged. Staph infections suck,
they
bro.
They don't care, man. They don't care. Literally, like, I met someone who was actually getting coded out. Because, yeah, I mean, because like, they were bit by a fucking python.
Oh,
yeah. So, that, like, you know, they... Yeah, they had to go home.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have people that whine, and then, like, you have people that, like, literally, like...
Need
you know, like, the guy that like literally like broke his back. He fell off the tower and broke his back.
Yeah, you're done.
We work with a mechanic that fell off the back of a truck, busted his back all up, and fucking had all these surgeries and had to get out.
Well, yeah,
and literally, he didn't want to, but he was like, "They're like,
there's nothing you can do.
What are you going to do?"
There was a fucking recruit that like fell off the bus getting out of and like broke his leg. Getting off the bus at basic grading, he fell and broke his leg.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's kind of embarrassing.
That sucks.
Yeah,
to be known as that guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But the funny thing is, like, once you like the day that you're leaving, like, you know, like from MEPS to go to basic wherever you're going, like, it's just largely, completely, like, just like unsupervised.
No, oh, yeah.
They just take you to the airport, and you're just like, all right, you're going to California. These are your flights, and you know, whatever.
This is your room.
Bye. And I'm like,
hang on.
Send you on your way.
So it's like you and like four other people, and you're like, you have your, and you're like, so what do we do?
Yeah.
So where are we supposed to be?
Your first test is just getting to your destination.
Yeah, that's the first test of being in the army.
Like, you think that's an accident? If you can't find your way to where you're supposed to go, we don't want you here.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So, anyway. Yeah, army life's fun.
Oh my God. But you guys seem to enjoy it.
It was good times, man.
Stories, even like the dumbest story is like, it's entertaining,
it's fun, yeah,
right.
But anyway, what do you got for gaming? I've kind of like lost my train of thought. I'm in army mode.
I don't have much for gaming. The only thing that's been saturating the news again, as always, is that stupid, you know, governor that of some fucking place.
Oh,
that
nobody cares governor about. Of Kentucky.
Man,
just saying that
blaming
gaming,
video games on violence on video
thing,
game.
Every time this shit happens, it I get
I know,
it. I get
fucking
it, but
damn Duke Nukem, right?
Duke Nukem.
Yep. Duke Poop'em.
The only thing Duke Nukem taught me was, you know, about the girls and
that's
stuff.
Fucking,
you know,
Doom 64.
Yeah, sucking on
that.
Boomsticks and all that.
Sucking on damn GoldenEye.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a sexual term, but yeah, sucking on boomsticks is a sexual term.
Give
him
the GoldenEye.
Yeah. So
give him
the golden monkey.
That's what I got. I do want to mention.
What are you playing on? You have like eight new PlayStation 4 games right now. Like,
okay, yeah. The only thing new is Fae. F-E.
So you're playing Iron.
Yes, I'm playing Iron.
Yes.
Fae is a small, I don't know what you would call it, exploring platform type game. There's no, you're just this little tiny creature that sings. That's how you communicate with other creatures, and they follow you, and that's how you open doors or
Oh, the Fae.
It's weird, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. You can tell an artist did it.
The fairy. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a little, you're just this little fucking dog thing. It's kind of cool. I mean, that's about all that of that. You got to go see it to kind of explain it.
Good news, Dave. I told you last night. I finally submitted your custom emote. To our Twitch. So now we have custom emotes.
The Twitch themselves, or did you use RTTP?
Better TTP. But I mean, people who sub can still use them. Right. Which is the way it's always been. But people.
Well, I mean, if you sub it straight to Twitch, you can use it on other people's channels.
I don't know how to submit it straight to Twitch.
Oh, there's an option. I can show you that.
Okay.
Because right now CP Sketch is doing the pizza.
He's doing the pizza.
The pizza.
All over the chat right now that we have live for you.
Yeah.
So, I don't have anything else. I think that's about it.
Yeah. He doesn't do PT. He does the pizza.
He does the pizza. So, Pine State Con, I want to mention Pine State Con in 2018. Volume 2 is going to be in summer. It's July 14th and 15th in Portland.
Nice.
At the Elks Lodge.
At the Elks Lodge, yep. Volume 3 is in fall, November 10th and 11th. That's going to be in Bangor at the Spectacular Event Center. There's a lot of things happening. We got Paul Warren that's going to come. We're going to have live games that you can play. We're going to bring the VR so you guys can have a fun time.
We're
going to
bring ourselves.
And we're going to bring ourselves. That's the most important part, right?
That's the most entertaining part.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
The sexiest part.
The biggest thing I want to stress about this con is that it's $10 to get in.
It's super cheap.
That's cheap entertainment. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be tons of vendors, artists.
CP Sketch will probably be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sketch is going to be there. They're real good friends of ours. They do amazing work. The most unique art that I've seen as far as gaming goes.
That you're probably going to find in Maine.
It tears at my soul. That's how great it is. And it's the 90s through and through. And I fucking love that.
Those were my years, man.
Yep. Yeah, it really was. And that's what I love about it. It's like, I love 90s music. I love the 90s games. And then they capture all that for me. And I love that. So we're hoping to have a great time. Come by the podcast set and we'll be doing some interviews with everybody.
Fucking party with us.
Get fucking crunk.
So it's going to be really awesome. Share it with your friends. We've got a Kickstarter that's going to be posted up again. It really helps us pay for all this stuff that is very expensive to do this. A lot of overhead with something like this.
You'll be able to find that on the Bangor Comic and Toy Con page, on the Pine State page, and also on our page.
On our page.
Yes.
You really, like, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Like, you can't get away from it.
I post it. You can. Tony posts it.
I dare you to try.
Yep.
And we apologize if it seems saturated with this, but we're going to share it almost every other day because that's how important it really is.
And every cent helps.
Every cent helps. Yeah, a buck? Who cares? Yeah. A buck. Yeah. You know, $5.
Don't be a fuck.
I'll donate to it.
don't be a fuck. Give us a buck. That's pretty funny. Yeah. You're not a fuck. We love you guys. It's going to be great. Don't forget to share the pages with your friends. Let them share it. It helps the outreach.
Are we wrapping up?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have so much more to say.
Okay, well, give me just a second, and then we'll go back into it.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes.
A word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
Us.
And now for ourselves. Another Mighty Mended. Okay, no, that's what I wanted to say. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Baba Booey.
Okay, Baba Booey, you heard it.
Baba Booey, you heard it first.
Okay.
Since
you're done, we want to thank Pete. For coming and hanging out with us.
Pete,
we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hope you guys have a good
time.
Yep. Well, thanks everybody. And thank you, Sketch, for joining us in the chat. I wasn't saying all that stuff just because you're sitting here. It's all true. I promise.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to what he was saying.
He wasn't.
I already forgot.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace out, guys. Bye.